especially here on the what they call Space Coast here in Florida, people are generally speaking kind of upset about the whole thing because they realize that a lot of jobs are going to leave the area. They won't have as much tourism of people coming here to see space shuttle launches and landings anymore. And so there's a bit of uncertainty about all of that. And, you know, some people are putting faith in the future plans of NASA. But even at with the best case scenario, that's going to be several years out before they have any major programs going again. And so there's going to be a period here where things are going to slow down.
I would think that a lot of people would be lamenting the loss of the shuttle, the closing of the shuttle era. Maybe what they should be lamenting is the fact that there's no manned space flight ready to start to take the shuttle's place. It'll be, as you say, a couple of years away.
That's exactly right. A lot of people are saying that if they were going to end the shuttle program, they should have waited until they had something to replace it. And in fact, they don't. They're still quite a ways out from that. And so that's the problem. Now, they did have the Constellation program that had been proposed by President Bush. And with that, there was a plan to go back to the moon, and they had these vehicles they were developing for that. And some people really thought that made sense to use the moon as a staging area and start getting us back into heavy lift rockets again. Here at the Kennedy Space Center, where I am right now, in the very, very early morning light. The shuttle, by the way, came in. It was still pretty dark here. But in the very early morning light, I can see the old rockets they have on display here from the Mercury and the Apollo flight era. And people still come and marvel at those. And we haven't had anything like that for decades, really. The talk of going to Mars has some people excited. They think that's a great idea. The only problem is it's something that's, again, years and years in the distance, and, you know, some people wonder if it'll ever even happen.
I mean, this is a marvelous achievement for science, to put something this big into space and carry that much equipment, manned scientific experiments to the orbiting space station. But people tend to have short memories, and even though the first, second, third, maybe fourth shuttle drew their attention, did it appear to you from the people that you talked to that maybe this had gotten into the back of their mind, that maybe this is so routine that they didn't pay much attention to it until it's gone?
There were a number of people I've talked to in the last week or two, in fact, that they said exactly that. They were kind of surprised in a way. They hadn't been following the news about it, and so when they started hearing that this was going to be the last landing of the last ever shuttle mission, they were a bit surprised by it and taken aback.
You've covered a lot of these. Do you want to share any personal thoughts with me this morning?
The thought that comes to mind being back here at the Kennedy Space Center, it takes me back to January 1986 when I was here and witnessed the explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger and the loss of the crew. And, of course, that was a pretty emotional time for everyone involved. But as many of the astronauts and the people involved in this project will tell you, when you're putting humans in space on a rocket, there's risk. And so from a certain perspective, you might say it's remarkable that we've had as many flights as we have without more accidents. We only lost two in 30 years, the Challenger, of course, and then the Columbia that broke up over Texas back in 2003. Overall, these missions have gone well, and we've had, as you say, almost kind of routine missions to the International Space Station. I'm kind of like the people I mentioned earlier. I grew up watching the Apollo program develop and President Kennedy's promise to put a man on the moon. And so, in a certain sense, I guess that little kid is still in me wanting to see us go to even bigger adventures.